This special NFL Draft edition of Hey Fightin' Podcast, Road to the Pros, is brought to you by Community Coffee, bringing people together over great-tasting coffee for over four generations. Discover your favorite blend at your local grocery store or visit us at communitycoffee.com. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Hey Fightin' Podcast. As always, I'm Cody Worsham, digital media reporter for LSU Athletics. Thanks for listening today. Wanted to provide a quick intro before we get to this interview and the interviews to follow. Last week, LSU had its pro day, and it was a little bit different this year because in years past, guys go to the NFL Combine, then they participate in pro day independently of that. Well, with no NFL Combine in person this year because of COVID protocols, each individual school sort of hosted its own mini combine. Pro Day and the Combine were kind of one deal. And so that presented a nice opportunity for us in LSU and in our content creation in that we got to sit down with some of these guys that in the media appearances they would sometimes do with related to the Combine. We held a little media car wash in LSU Athletics. You've probably seen a lot of the videos on LSU Football's Twitter, the photos. There's a whole story behind the car wash that I'll probably share at some point, maybe on the Tigers Win podcast, if you subscribe to that. If you don't, search your podcast feed for Tigers Win. It's the podcast where we sort of talk about excellence in all things related to LSU sports, but also related to life in general. We may talk at some point in that venue about what went into the car wash, but that's not what's relevant today. What's relevant today is that I interviewed all nine guys who participated in Pro Day. For this podcast, they're all about 15-minute interviews, and there were some overlapping questions. Obviously, when you do nine interviews in a row, I think it was nine. If that number's off, correct me, and I apologize. But when you do a bunch of interviews in a row, you kind of start asking some similar questions. And certainly, we did a lot of talking about, the car wash was on Tuesday, Pro Day was on Wednesday. So I'd ask them some questions. Hey, how do you think you're going to do tomorrow? Well, by now, you know how they've done. You know, for example, Terrace Marshall, today's guest, ran a 4.38 40 and jumped nearly 40 inches in the vertical. Well, he pretty much called that in the interview, as you'll hear. So all that to say this. This is a conversation I had with Terrace Marshall the day before he competed in LSU's Pro Day. We talk about a number of subjects, including his performance to be the next day, his preparation for this day, but also his decision to opt out for the last two games of the season, his journey at LSU, how he got to where he expected to be, which is here on the brink of the NFL draft, but the path here was completely unexpected. He didn't expect to be injured his senior year of high school or his freshman year of college, but he did expect to rewrite the record books at LSU, and he did expect when he and Ja'Marr Chase became friends that they would team up and transform LSU's offense forever, which is what they did. So we talk about all that. This is the first interview from that day. You're going to hear many more in the days to come from, yes, Ja'Marr Chase and Torrey Carter and Zach Von Rosenberg and Kerry Vincent and Tyler Shelvin and everybody that was there that day you will hear from. So without further ado, let me get out of the way and throw it to my interview with former LSU receiver and future NFL superstar, Terrace Marshall Jr. All right, Terrace Marshall, what's going on, man? Long time no see. How you been?
It's good, man. I'm good. All is well. How you been?
I've been good. It's good to catch up with you. What's this experience like for you going through the NFL draft process? And it's a little bit different because not getting to go to the combine, but having the combine here, it's different, right? But you get to be back at LSU and somewhere you're comfortable. So what's just going through the car wash and getting ready for tomorrow? What's that been like?
Oh, man, this process has been it's been crazy. It's been very fun. I've just been taking it one day at a time. And the time is finally here, bro. And I'm just blessed to be in this position. I'm ready to be able to go out there and in front of the scouts on Pro Day and do what I do.
This is a weird year. I've talked with all these guys about just how difficult this year was and how difficult COVID made it and the effect it had on the season. And you had to make a difficult decision. Was it after the A&M game? I think, and you had to sit down and evaluate and make the best decision for your future. So what was that like to sit down and I'm sure it was something you juggled the whole season. It's probably something you thought about before the season like Ja'Marr did. It's probably stuff that you had to think about the whole year. How difficult was that? How challenging was this year? And then just the process behind making a decision like that?
Me, actually, man, I wasn't really, you know, thinking about opting out, you know.
Yeah.
Until the time, until like the week of me opting out, me just talking over my family, just making the best business decision for myself and for my future. You know, with that year, that whole year with COVID and everything, it was a lot going on. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, you can lose it all in one snap.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, you know, just handling my business, you know, and taking care of me and my family, putting us first in life. I just felt like that was the best decision for me.
What was it like watching those last two games?
It was a little miserable. I wanted to be out there.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, I definitely didn't want to leave them, but like I said, at the end of the day, I had to do what I had to do. But, I mean, I was steady, you know, steady rooting for them when I was at home watching.
What have you thought about your legacy that you left behind at LSU at all? I know you've been very, very focused on this part of your journey and getting ready for the draft and, you know, trying to set yourself up for the future. But have you had any time to reflect on the legacy you left here, whether it's the records you set, the touchdowns you scored, national championship, all that stuff, or is it not the time to look back at that yet?
Yeah, all of those times definitely played through my head, you know, every day. Even a championship game, a championship catch, that whole historic season. And then for my freshman year, you know, when everything went looking, you know, all bright.
Yeah.
I mean, it just all correlated together. I mean, it just, you know, it just constantly reminded me that, you know, just to keep grinding. I mean, it's more ahead, it get greater later. Even though, you know, there were great things in the past, it's always going to be better. So, I mean, it just constantly motivated me to know, you know, that, you know, good days are here and good days are to come.
Yeah, I was watching you at the NFLSU video shoot part with the lights and stuff, and I was sitting there like, he probably always imagined this is where he would be, right? Like coming out of high school, five-star pick, five-star recruit, number one receiver in the country. You probably always thought, yeah, I'm going to play for 3 years and I'm going to get in the NFL draft and be draft eligible and it's going to be my time. But then I was also thinking like, but his journey to this point was like probably not anything that he expected. So just looking back on that journey, what were the hardest things to get through and what were the biggest lessons you learned?
Man, definitely my grandparents come out of high school. Just, you know, with my mom, you know, dealing with her with that, just helping, just being a shoulder that she can lean on. I mean, the injuries that I've overcome from my senior year to my sophomore year, then to my junior year. I mean, just, you know, everything in life, you know, it just, you know, showed me that everything is meant to be. I mean, everything happens for a reason. You know, every situation that has happened in the past has put me in this, you know, in this position, in this mind state that I'm in today. So, I mean, I can't be nothing but thankful for it.
So the last time you take off that LSU jersey to where you are now, from the moment you say, all right, I'm moving on from my college career, it's time to focus on my professional career, what was kind of your self-evaluation process of, okay, here's the things that I showed on film, here's the things I'm good at, the people know I can do, here's the things I need to work on? How did you go through that process?
One thing that I've been working on is my mental, it's my concentration. I know during the season sometimes I'll be taking off plays.
Yeah.
That's something that I'll definitely fix, you know, day one at the next level. With my blocking and stuff like that, you know, the small things that turn into big things, it's pretty much, you know, just polishing, you know, my game, just growing up, being a vet, you know, being a vet at it, going out there, you know, making everything look simple. So that's everything I've been practicing on this off season. It's just been my the mental things of the game.
Where you been working out at?
I've been I started at a House of Athlete in Miami, and then I went to McKinney, Texas, to Michael Johnson Performance.
Yep. Who are some of the guys you've been working out with, and who's been pushing you?
In Texas, I was with Seth Williams. I was with Quinn Morris, Luke Ford, Ian Book from Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And then in Miami, I was with Racy. I was with Kerry, all those guys. You know, that's a brotherhood there.
Mm-hmm.
That never changed. So, I mean, I had great motivation from both places. And they helped me get to where I am right now.
When's the last time you saw that guy standing in the door right there?
Actually, we was in Dallas together.
Okay,
so, you
there
know,
you
we
go.
Was,
Jamar
was together
Chase,
all
for
the
those
time.
Who can't see.
We was together all the time. So, I mean, you know how that is. He still get on my nerves, though. So.
Talk about him, man. You guys came in together.
Yeah.
Different paths, but similar success.
Mm-hmm.
What's y'all's relationship been like? And now y'all are kind of going through this process together, working out together. First-round picks, five-star guys coming out of high school, guys that broke records at LSU. What was that dynamic like?
Man, what's crazy is that when we was in high school, we actually talked about everything that's going crazy on right now. We was on the same 707 team going to camps together. Mm-hmm. Man, we just, everything that's going on right now, we actually talked about it and manifested it. And, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to actually see, you know, what position we in. All of the records, all of the touchdowns, you know, doing everything together on the field and off the field. Like, everything, we talked about all of this before he even signed the paper to come to LSU. So
you talked about it before.
Yeah.
Was that vision still clear after your freshman seasons when I know Jamar had the big bowl game, but you know, you battled injury. He didn't play a ton and really until the end of the season in that bowl game. And you get a new passing game coordinator coming in, some guy named Joe Brady that nobody's ever heard of from the Saints. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got a quarterback in Joe Burrow that people are questioning if he's good enough to play at this level after his first year at LSU. Was that vision still clear going into that 2019 season?
Yeah, honestly, man, it was. Man, we were so humble. And we worked so hard in the offseason. It shows, like, I mean, we already knew that, you know, the cream going to rise to the top eventually. So, I mean, we just kept working. All we knew is work. Even in high school, we working. So, I mean, that's just our life. This is our life. Football is our life. So, and we know what we want, you know, in life. So, I mean, nah, we was talking about even freshman year, you know, after we wasn't playing, you know, that much. On the sideline, we'll be talking, you know, like, hey, this going to be us next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nah, we never lost sight, you know, of what was ahead, and here we are now.
Right around the Rookie of the Year announcement a few months ago, I went back and listened to the interview I did with Justin right before the 2019 season. It was so weird to, like, listen to it knowing what was about to happen and just the confidence he had and the way that the season was going to play out. He was like, we're going to put on a show, we're going to set records. And I remember interviewing him at the time and being like, all right, like, that's good. I hope that happens. But now you look back on it and it all happened. The success that he had last year, how much have you talked with him about transitioning from college to the NFL? And what was it like to watch him go to that level and just dominate the way that he did it?
Man, it was crazy to watch it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we weren't surprised.
Yeah.
You know, we with him every day. We practiced with him. We know how, you know, how competitive we all are. So, and it's like he just, you know, kept being, he bring what he had here mm-hmm. to the NFL. And, you know, coming from NFLSU, I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, when you translate, I mean, everything is going to be not foreign to you. So, I mean, he went in there and showed out, bro. It was no surprise to me, but I'm glad the world was able to be able to see it. So,
yeah, I mean, it's incredible to see where you guys have come from and where you're headed to. We're going to play a little game now that I've been playing with all the guys. You can see all the names up there, all the faces up there. We're going to start from left to right with Tori, work your way down to Zach. But I've been asking everybody to look at that picture and build me the perfect NFL draft prospect. Just take one characteristic from each guy, one trait that guy has. It could be physical. It could be hands or speed or strength. It could be an intangible, toughness, you know, versatility, whatever. So start with Tori, work your way down, and tell me the guy and what you're taking from him.
Tori, I'm going to say grit.
He's got a lot of grit. He's a pretty gritty guy.
Yeah. Jamar, I'm going to say explosive.
Okay.
Yeah. Jabril, versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Me, versatile. Racy, strong. Tyler, pancakes. Jacoby, tough. Carey, savvy.
Okay.
Zach, smart.
Zach always gets the best one. You're the first one not to say speed.
Yeah.
For Carey.
Speed too.
Yeah.
Give him two.
You went with savvy. I like savvy. All right. Speaking of speed, this isn't going to air until after tomorrow. But give me a little preview of tomorrow. What are we going to see tomorrow?
You're going to see a 4.3.
4.3.
Yeah.
Oh, that's moving. I like the 4.3.
Yeah.
What'd you run coming out of high school?
I ran 1:40 in high school. It was like the end of my junior year. It was laser time at the Nike Open. I ran like a 4.53.
4.53.
Yeah.
How different? We always see the 40 is what everyone pays attention to, right? Mm-hmm. With this stuff. And I don't know how valuable it is. It certainly can make you a lot of money if you run fast. But football speed is football speed. How much nuance goes into preparing for a 40-yard dash? You know, it's not just line up and run as fast as you can, right? How much training have you done on that part?
It's definitely a process. You go day in, day out, week in, week out. I mean, the way, you know, that some of the strength coaches or the speed coaches train is like, you know, you go out there, like Mo, say for Mo, he just, he lets you line up first, let you do what you do, and then he'll critique you. Like, ugh, he'll be like, that's ugly. And then, you know, probably a couple weeks in, you know, he'll start to, you know, give you all the game, and then you start to progress, and then you'll see yourself, you know, getting faster in the 40 and all of that. But I mean, that's pretty much it's a process, like it's a progression type thing.
If you run 4.3, like just walk out of the building, like just leave, just leave and go home and stay in bed until the draft,
because you're gonna meet me outside.
Yeah, I'll meet you outside. We'll you can just chill until the draft if you do that. What else? Vertical, bench press, all that stuff.
I don't know what I'm gonna jump into vertical.
Okay,
because with adrenaline. I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you just go out there and you just jump.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the thing. I was working on it, but I don't really know what I'm going to jump in the 40.
Yeah.
I mean, jumping in vertical.
Yeah. How, you know, you envisioned this and you're going through it now. It was funny watching you and Jamar and your kind of different approaches. Jamar, all the cameras are on him and he loves it and he's, you know, he's leaning into it. And then you're kind of the more quiet guy. What's it like just being in the spotlight in this way and all eyes are on you? I know it's a little bit different just because the draft is a little bit set up different because all the COVID stuff, and you're doing it here at LSU rather than, you know, Indianapolis or whatever. But what is it like to spend these weeks where, you know, not only are the cameras on you, but these coaches are watching you, everyone's picking you apart, saying, can you do this, can you do that? How's that spotlight?
I mean, I was a five-star coming out of high school, so I mean, I pretty much, you know, experienced that at first hand. Like, going to camps, you know, cameras being all in your face, like it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, I've did that already, and then now it's like I'm able to, you know, adjust to it and look at it as what it is, you know. So
yeah.
And still be humble, still be me. So I mean, I just look at it as, you know, I had already did it.
Yeah. You've done a bunch of interviews already with teams and stuff?
Oh yeah, most of.
What's the prep like for that? Are you and your agent sit down and do like mock interviews and all that kind of stuff?
Me personally, I didn't even need no practice at all. I mean, football is second nature, so when we talk about it, I mean, I shouldn't even be, you know, it shouldn't be foreign to me.
Yeah.
And then
we prepped you here. We got you ready.
Right.
All those post game interviews.
Yeah. And then I mean, they ask everything about, you know, my personality and character. And I know myself, so I mean, it's just pretty much be a piece of cake for me.
Any of them ask you about Joe Delaney?
Oh yeah, most duh.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's so cool that like that's been a part of your story for forever, and now it's got a chance to really come full circle. Because it's one thing for, you know, that story to be there and for him to be a inspiration to you and a connection with your family, but you know he made it to the league. He played for the Chiefs. He was rookie of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean 1 year in the NFL.
1 year, and so now you're there. You're on the brink of that. I mean, have you? When they ask you about that, what do they ask, and how do you answer it?
I mean, I just always tell them that I somewhat feel connected to him, in some type of way. Never met him, but it's always like, you know. And I talk to my family; they always say that I remind them of him. So, I mean, I just, you know, just continue on the legacy, you know, while doing my own legacy. Just, you know, getting that torch from him and just continue on and make him the family proud.
What are the – do you hear any doubts about your game? Oh, Terrace can't do this, Terrace can't do that. And then how do you address those doubts if you hear them?
I mean, I look at it as, you know, I mean, you're not going to be able to please everybody in life. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can either like me, you either with me or you either against me. Either way, I'm going to do me. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't really look into all the critic stuff. I mean, I go out there, you know, I know I give my all. I mean, I know that I'm a ball, you know, whenever the ball come my way. So, I mean, I just, you know, look at it as, you know, you're going to have the naysayers and you're also going to have your supporters. So,
yeah.
Just make them choose a side.
Well, I'm biased, but there's not much to criticize. I'll end on this. Who's a guy that you're looking forward to at the next level, either matching up against a cornerback, maybe it's somebody on the other sideline, maybe it's somebody you played with here at LSU, or somebody that you love to play with? Is there a guy, whether it's somebody that you know, somebody that you idolized growing up, that it's like, man, when I play with or against this guy, it's gonna be like, this is gonna be different, it's gonna be welcome to the NFL?
Me and Jamar, bro, like, it don't matter what team you go to it. Like, I'm ready to be able to go on the field, snap it up, do the jersey swap, do all of that, you know, because it's just dreams come true. And it's just something that we talked about, you know, and we actually came here and did it together. So I mean, it's gonna be crazy to be able to, you know, be on the field at the highest level in the world and just be able to look back at everything and just say we did it. Like,
trying to do the math in my head how we can get the Bengals to pick you and Jamar, and just get all y'all back together and y'all can just break records.
Man, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
But you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, to borrow your phrase.
It's all in God's hands.
There you go. All right, Terrace Marshall, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Like nights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold. Come on, you Tigers. I said fight, fight, fight. Victory for, victory for, victory for LSU. We are number one. Victory for.